This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. New South Wales Police Commissioner Karen Webb said in a briefing on Saturday they believe the Sydney knife attack is not terror-related. Officials suspect a 40-year-old man to be responsible for the incident, which killed six people, but they will wait to conduct a full investigation before confirming the identity.
If, in fact, it is the person that we believe it is, then we don't have fears for that person holding an ideation. In other words, that it's not a terrorism incident.
Police said the attacker who fatally knifed five people in a Sydney mall was shot dead by police in Sydney's beachside suburb of Bondi on Saturday as hundreds fled the scene. Australia has some of the world's toughest gun and knife laws, and attacks such as the one on Saturday are rare. The drying up of Western military support for Ukraine in recent months has left the city of Kharkiv dangerously unprotected. Reuters correspondent Sean Hogan has more.
Just 18 miles from the Russian border, a missile can reach the city in under a minute. Western military support has dried up in recent months. A vital US military aid package has been stuck in Congress amid Republican resistance, leaving Kharkiv dangerously unprotected. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky continues his appeal for more air defense supplies, and this week said almost a quarter of Kharkiv has been destroyed. He's accused Russia of reducing the city to rubble to clear the way for troops to advance. With Russia intensifying aerial assaults on Ukraine's power network in recent weeks, Kharkiv has suffered rolling blackouts lasting up to 12 hours a day.
Reuters correspondent Sean Hogan. You'll find expanded coverage of world news and events at our website, voanews.com, 24 hours a day. This is VOA News. Scientists have found that coral bleaching is occurring in deeper waters, including in the Great Barrier Reef Marine Park. Olivia Zelino from Reuters has more.
Coral bleaching is occurring in deeper waters, according to Luis Rocha with the Californian Academy of Sciences. Despite its extensive protection, Rocha said the Great Barrier Reef Marine Park is dying because of uncontrollable factors.
When I see it happening in a place like that, it is what stuns me the most. It's that there's very little we can do about it as individuals.
The last global mass coral bleaching event saw the Great Barrier Reef lose nearly a third of its corals from 2014 to 2017. This year appears to be following a similar trend, with reports of extensive bleaching across the Caribbean and the entirety of the Great Barrier Reef.
If the bleaching continues the way it is, 50 years from now, so right now we're facing like a big decline in populations. 50 years from now, we might be facing extinction.
Reuters correspondent Olivia Zelino. Palestinian health officials and an Israeli rights group say dozens of Israeli settlers have rampaged through a village in the West Bank, opening fire and setting cars and homes on fire. The military said troops rushed in and fired on villagers throwing stones. Palestinian health officials said one Palestinian was killed and 25 were wounded. An Israeli rights group says the settlers stormed the village Friday while searching for a missing 14-year-old boy from their settlement. Meanwhile, Israel says it is stepping up aid efforts to the Gaza Strip as it faces increasing pressure from the United States to staunch a humanitarian crisis in the enclave. A judge rejects Hunter Biden's bid to dismiss his gun case. AP correspondent Norman Hall reports.
A federal judge in Delaware has refused to throw out a federal gun case against Hunter Biden, rejecting the president's son's claim that he's being prosecuted for political purposes as well as other arguments. District Judge Mariela Noriega's ruling increases the prospect that Biden could face trial in the case as early as June in the midst of his father's reelection campaign. Noriega denied several defense requests to dismiss the case, charging Biden with lying about his drug use in October 2018 on a form to buy a gun that he kept for about 11 days. I'm Norman Hall.
It's water festival time in Thailand, where many are marking the country's traditional New Year, splashing each other with colorful water guns and buckets in an often raucous celebration that draws thousands of people, even as this year the Southeast Asian nation marks record high temperatures causing concern. The festival is a three-day shindig that starts Saturday. The holiday is also celebrated under different names in neighboring Myanmar, Cambodia, and Laos. The festival usually falls at the hottest time of the year, but this year the unusual heat wave has triggered apprehension, with UNICEF warning that the sweltering weather could put millions of children's lives at risk. I'm Alexis Strope, VOA News.